The following is an interview with Shanna Armstrong, an economic development agent at MRC Pontiac specializing in agriculture, speaking after a public consultation that was held on agriculture in the Pontiac on November 22nd.
And can you talk a little bit about what exactly is going on here today?
So it's basically a co-development. It's step one, the forum one for the PDZA, the renewal of it. So we're working on the priorities that we want to develop for the next 5 years in agriculture for the Pontiac.
Can you talk a little bit about what the PDZA is exactly?
Yeah, so it's the agricultural zone development plan for the Pontiac. So MAPEC requires that every MRC does a PDZA and basically helps us as a territory develop priorities and a vision for where we want to go. And we felt it was really important to have all of farmers and all the stakeholders in agriculture's input. And so that's why we're here today with this big group of people that all care a lot about agriculture.
Can you talk a little bit about the mix you have here? There's not just farmers from all over the place and in different types of agriculture here, but also just different organizations as well that are represented?
Yeah, so it's a great mix. There's about two-thirds farmers today, and then there's the UPA is well represented. There's the MAPEC. There's a couple, one from Shawville and one for the region here as well. There's also there's mayors that are involved. The warden is here. There's even Écoute Agricole, which is a social worker for agriculture for farmers in particular. She's here to give her point of view. So it's a big cross section of a lot of different people.
Can you talk a little bit about what exactly we're talking about here? There's a lot of focus groups, a lot of discussions. Like, just sort of describe generally what we're talking about here.
Yeah. So basically, we're trying to go take a step back. Everybody knows exactly what they need on their farm or in their experience. We're trying to take a step back and look at the big picture and try and so that we can see sort of Pontiac as a whole, where we think we need to work on and prioritize. So some important aspects are there's a persona workshop for one example, where we have sort of fictional people and look at what their challenges are of real situations in the Pontiac, and then we try and come up with solutions as tables on how we could help that person to develop their project and face their challenges.
And this is just sort of the first step in the renewal of the PDZA. Could you talk a little bit about the timeline there, when you expect to be complete, and also some of the next steps that are coming up here over the next year?
Yeah, so this is step one in November. The next one is we're going to have four themes that will come from what's been brought forward today. So four sort of overarching themes, and we're going to really dig down in those themes to develop where we want to go with that. And then, so that'll be this winter, and then early spring, we'll have a second forum where we're really working on the action plan. What specific items do we want as priorities for the next 5 years? And then next fall, after the bulk of the work's been done, then we'll have a preliminary presentation of the review or the renewal and see what people think of it. We'll go back to the table, rework it a bit so that we take into account everyone's suggestions. And the final PDZA renewal will be presented next winter, or winter 2025.
And if someone's looking to find out more, wasn't able to come here today, wants to learn a bit more and participate, how would they go about doing that?
Well, they're welcome to contact me. It's Shanna Armstrong, and my email is s.armstrong@mrcpontiac.qc.ca, or you can get a hold of me. My phone number's on the website as well.
Thanks for your time. Is there anything else to add or that we didn't mention here over the past few minutes?
I just want to thank everyone that's come out today. It's been a wonderful turnout, and everybody's really involved and really wants to help create the vision for the future of agriculture in the Pontiac. So just thank you to everyone that's come out.